Mum, turn on the mic at the bottom of your screen. You're talking, but I can't hear.
Hello? Cass, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
And see me?
Right up your nose. Mum, could you just move back from the laptop or put a book under it? Make it higher.
I'll use the jigsaw box. How's this?
Okay, yep, that's great. Now stay there and don't move a muscle.
So this is doing the Zoom.
Yep, we are living the dream.
So we just type our questions to each other, do we? How is lockdown?
No, Mum, you don't need to type. It's just like a phone call but with video.
Your father was always the technical one. God rest his soul. How are you coping then?
Surprisingly good, actually. I find that if I just stick to a routine, the day seems to go by really quickly. Keep busy, and before I know it, Maisie's finished school, Tom's home from work, there's dinner.
And have you been designing some nice interiors?
Mum, Superior Interiors is on hold right now, remember? We're in lockdown. I'm not allowed to visit any clients.
But Tom's still working.
Yes, still building like builders do. In a mask, of course.
Speaking of which, I saw something very interesting on the internet yesterday. Making a mask out of a sock.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. All you need is a pair of scissors?
I thought I might give it a go. Only trouble is I can't spare any of my socks.
Surely you've got an old pair lying around.
Cassandra, I am not in the habit of butchering my own wardrobe.
Would you call socks part of your wardrobe?
Oh, they're like old friends. Every sock has a story to tell.
What stories?
You know, this pair kept my feet warm when the heater was on the blink. That pair brought me Luckett bowls. I was wearing this pair when I met Pegasus.
Sorry, did you say Pegasus?
So you know what I did? I went on the line.
You went online. Hang on, but this Pegasus.
And I bought three pairs of the most expensive socks I could find. When you're making a face mask from a sock, why compromise on quality?
Look, I've got some spare masks here. I'll drop them round tomorrow. You're only a suburb away.
Oh, no, it's quite all right. It's all right, Cass.
I can visit if I'm a caregiver.
No need to give me care.
Mum, are you hiding something?
Here you go, Collie. Nice cup of tea. Who are you talking to?
Mum! Oh my God, that is a man.
Pegasus, I'm doing the Zoom.
Oops, sorry.
Mum, you've got a man in your flat. Tom, help.
Oh no, this is unfortunate. The Zoom is dropping out.
No, it's not. I can still see you, Mum. Wait, what are you covering the camera with that doily for?
No.
Tom!
Oh, dear. I'm losing the internet. Hello?
What's up,
hello?
Cat?
There's a man in Mum's house. I saw him on Zoom.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to
Pegasus.
Call her?
Shh. Listen.
I haven't told Cass about you yet.
Why not?
Because my daughter is already enough of a stress head without my suddenly springing on her that I'm shacked up with my guitar teacher.
Mum, I can still hear you. Both of you.
Oh, bugger.
Turn the mic off.
Sounds like he's gone. Hey, Cass.
What?
Have you seen that video about turning a sock into a face mask? It is amazing.
Oh, Tom, shut up.
You've been listening to Nolene Brown as Collie, Julia Zemero played Cass, John Wood, Pegasus, and Matt Preston as Tom. Collie and Cass was written by Michael Ward and produced by Brian Nankervis.